This is Dak Prescott, and you're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I'm Rob Motti with my beautiful wife, Remy.
Hello.
I want to wish you a happy birthday on air. Happy birthday. Hope you had the best birthday ever.
Thanks, love.
All right, well,
we
could be real since the birthday didn't actually happen. We record our show ahead of time, but your birthday is this week. Our show airs.
We have some
special plans. I'm going to thank you in advance for allowing me to go to Buccaneers practice on your birthday.
I really didn't say yes to that.
But we're going to celebrate in the evening.
Uh-huh.
With a beautiful night out and a wonderful dinner with the girls at the pier we're going to do that.
Yeah. I mean,
It's playoff week. Yeah. You know, it's playoff week. Here's how I want you to view your birthday and me being at Buccaneers practice. It could be that I would be at Eagles practice.
And we'd be back in
New Jersey. We'd be in Philly or Jersey. So I'm at Bucs practice here in beautiful.
Okay, perspective. I get it. I get it.
Happy birthday, babe. I love you. Great to be with you all on Fox Sports Las Vegas, ESPN Richmond, Angels Radio LA, The Game Orlando, ESPN Charlotte, Real Sports Atlanta, ESPN South Jersey, and 107.5 Alive. Thank you for tuning in, listening to the podcast. Just wanted to let you see, that was just like real world on the air drama that happens in our lives. Everybody goes through that kind of thing. Birthdays are awesome and wonderful. Our guest this week.
I take my birthday seriously, okay? For a whole week. So.
I hear you. It's just like a kid. I love it. Our guest this week is Denver Broncos safety Justin Simmons. Stay tuned for that conversation. Justin's been on the show before. I think it was 2 years ago, Super Bowl in Miami, when we actually had Radio Row and people were there, right? That was Miami. That was the last one. Last year in Tampa, it was COVID. This year coming up in L.A., we'll see what happens. But he was on 2 years ago. And this interview, though, wasn't specifically for Faith on the Field. But I just love the way, during a casual interview, he spoke openly about his faith in a normal conversation. Other people are on the Zoom call, and we'll talk about it more later. And it got me thinking about talking about this week, because I feel like, as a Christian, that's what it should be like. That I don't need to be prompted to speak about my faith. And now I know it's different. Like this show, I'm interviewing athletes about their faith, and that's great, and I appreciate all of them doing that. But in our normal everyday conversation, whether it's an interview, whether it's talking to a friend, neighbor, coworker, whatever it may be, I don't know. Like, I feel we shouldn't have to be prompted to talk about or asked to talk about Jesus. It should just flow naturally.
Right.
Where you don't have to force the conversation.
No.
But if we are living our life in a way where people see us, they see that we're different, we're acting different, we're doing things differently, we're reacting different, we're treating others different, whatever it may be, but then talk about why we are that way. And you'll hear Justin's interview, and he's talking about how being the hands and feet of Jesus and giving back, and how he was raised in his faith. But I just want to bring up a couple Bible verse, and here's a quote that I actually have from Billy Graham, who we know, one of the greatest pastors of our lifetime. And he said, "Our faith becomes stronger as we express it. A growing faith is a sharing faith."
Yeah,
our faith grows as we talk about our faith.
Right. I feel like it's either you're like in a closet or an oozing out Christian. Like it's either or. Like there is no in between. It's either like you're oozing out Christian.
I'm thinking of toothpaste.
Yeah, like you know, I ooze out. Like, you know, if I'm having a conversation with people, it's gonna come out. Like, you know, I'll be like, "Amen, sister, you know, I'll pray for this or pray for that or hallelujah." Like it's gonna come out.
But have you always been that way? No. Sometimes you weren't necessarily always.
Back in old days.
Right?
No, but I wasn't the same Christian that I am now.
You grew in your faith, but you grew in your faith and became a share. Like Billy's talking, Billy Graham says here, a growing faith is a sharing faith.
Like, I feel like it's kind of like when you're married, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't, like, people should not have to pull that out of you. Like, it should be just evident. Like, you know, your ring is on you. You're talking about your husband, or like, my husband this, my husband. It just oozes out because you're like, you're proud. Like, you're married. You know what I mean? Like, there is no denying that unless you're trying to hide it. But it's the same thing.
Like, if you're having a conversation with someone for 30 minutes, they should know that.
Yeah. And if they come out of that conversation, they don't know if you're single, divorced, or married. There's just some. That's questionable. That's just odd, you know? I feel like that's kind of odd. Well, I don't know about men. Like, I don't know how they talk about stuff. But women, it's going to come up.
Because, like, I can have a 30-minute sports conversation. And
yeah, you guys yap about the weirdest stuff. But marriage we talk isn't about come life. Up. Or, like, okay. We talk about life. Like, you're going to know I'm married with kids. Because one way or another, someone's going to hear about, like, something that relates to the three. The two kids and a husband. So,
okay.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's the same thing about, like, Christ. Like, if you're, like, you know, like, recently I would just, you know, get to meet a new people. And I feel like through the conversation, learn about them. They're looking for a church. One thing led to another, and they came to church. Like,
led to another, or you actually invited them to church with them?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, through the conversation. Okay. Had I been a closet Christian, right, and be like, nah, I'm not inviting you to church. Like, it's none of my business or whatever. They would have never came to church. You know, like, so you have to invite people. It has to come out of the, like, naturally, though. Like, it has to come.
Yeah, don't naturally. Force it. Don't fake it.
And it's not like, you know, because some Christians, let me tell you something. Some Christians do this whole, like, I don't know, it's like a race or something with each other. Like, oh, let's see how many Christians we're going to invite to church this week. I don't like that because I'm not into, like, numbers. I'm into heart. Like, I'm going to share my heart. If you like what I have to say, I'm going to invite you to the church I go to. You're welcome to come and check it out for yourself. It's not like we're not playing games here, because it's up to us humans to, like, make the connection and Jesus does the rest. But if I have to convince you, something is wrong with that, you know? So I'm just into, like, I prayed about it. Like, you know, like, I invited them and I just prayed about it. And I said, Lord, if this is the right place for them to get, you know, grounded in you, and if it's the right place to just get to know you farther, then let it be. And that's it. That's all we got to do.
As you said, he does all the work.
He does.
We do the connecting. We do the reaching out. And then we let God take over. He does all of that work. It's not like I can't convince someone to become a believer. I can't convince someone to go further in their faith. We plant seeds.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage. We maybe inspire in some ways, motivate sometimes, but we can't be we don't get that credit. That's all him. The Holy Spirit convicts people.
Right.
I want to read from what Jesus said in Mark 16. Go into the world. I love this one. This is a beautiful verse. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not will be condemned. Go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation, when he's speaking to his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. That's certainly not an easy thing to do, to go into when we're being open and discussing and sharing our faith. It's not the easiest thing. And Paul writes in Romans 1, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. I know we live in this PC world where you don't talk about your faith, and, like, I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
I don't abide by that, because I am who I am because of my faith.
Yeah.
So because I am who I am because of my faith and the work that Jesus has done in my life, I'm not going to keep that to myself. I want to see other people positively influenced.
Because it just oozes out of
you.
Yeah. Because the work he's done for you, it elevated your life so much.
And I'm not ashamed. There's Paul saying here, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation. Because
it made your life so much better. Yeah, it made your life so much better.
We can't be embarrassed. We can't be ashamed to talk about our faith, or especially to talk about the work that Jesus has done for us, because we're all a work in progress.
Right.
So whatever we had to overcome, or who we were, or how we got to where we are, that's not something to be embarrassed about. That's something to be proud of, because you've come out of it. because and there are things we're constantly dealing with that we constantly have to fight to overcome, but we have that strength, we have the source. And it should never be a secret.
No, it should not. And I know like sometimes in small talk, maybe it doesn't come out because like I'm not a small talk kind of person, but in conversation, it will definitely come out. Like that's something I'm proud of talking about.
Yeah. And that's how we go about it. And you'll hear coming up Justin Simmons and how he shares his faith in a normal conversation, answering a question. So up next, you'll hear from Justin Simmons. You're listening to Faith on a Field Show presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.
This is Emma Smith. You're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome back to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. I'm Rob Motti with Remy. If you're listening to us for the first time, you can go to faithonafieldshow.com and find every episode since we launched in 2017. We've had an awesome lineup of guests. You can listen anytime at your convenience on any of the podcast platforms. You'll hear all the full interviews on there. Be sure also to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Faith on the Field, and tell a friend or two or a million about the show. I want to take a minute to thank our wonderful sponsors. Please check them out on our website, International Justice Mission, the Masters University, and Heritage's Dairy Stores. If you would like to be a sponsor for our show and help our ministry grow, please reach out to us at team@faithonafieldshow.com. We have so many different packages that we can cater specifically to fit your needs. Our goal, as we've talked about each week on here, is to be on a sports radio station in every state. We're up to 8 stations. If you don't have a business to advertise on, but you want to help us reach our goal and help the ministry, we do have a donate button on our page on faithonafieldshow.com. And you can also help out by purchasing some of our merchandise through Remy's 828 Threads Apparel store. We have t-shirts and so much more. You can check it out. Really cool stuff. Find it on our website, faithonafieldshow.com, under merch. Before we get to our guest, we do have a very special announcement coming soon. And I can give you some of the details now. Next month, on Friday, February 11th, we're going to be hosting our first ever Faith on a Field Show live event during Super Bowl week. We're going to be on a campus at the Masters University. So stay tuned for more information coming on that. Since we launched this show in 2017, we've held various events. We've done them in the Philly area with Carson Wentz and in New Jersey and Doug Peterson and Zach Ertz and other former Eagles now and Tim Tebow. And I've been wanting to bring one of these to the Super Bowl for a while, and our partnership with the Masters University and International Justice Mission has allowed us to make this vision, to make this dream happen, and I'm really excited that this is going to be here, that we're going to do this next month at the Super Bowl. So again, stay tuned. More information on how you can come out if you're going to be in that area. That's all going to be coming to you soon. You can also, on our social media, we'll be giving you some of that information too as we get it. Our guest this week is Denver Broncos safety Justin Simmons. He is one of the NFL's best safeties. He was a Pro Bowl pick last year. He should have made it to this year's Pro Bowl roster also. Justin was the Denver Broncos Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee again this season. He spent all 6 of his NFL seasons with the Broncos. And as I mentioned at the start of the show, he's been on Faith on the Field before, but this time we spoke during a Zoom call with other reporters. And I just love the way he naturally weaves in what Jesus means to him in his answers. And as Remy and I discussed in the first segment, that's what it's really all about. Not just talking about faith only when you're specifically asked about your faith, but it's about letting people know why we are the way we are because of who we believe in and who we stand for. And here, you can listen to Justin Simmons.
Hey, Justin, good to see you again. It's probably been a couple of years since it was Radio Row at one of the Super Bowls. A lot of players give back. A lot of players are involved in the community. But to do it so passionately and be so intentional about it, where did that attitude develop for you? Who were some of the people maybe who inspired you along the way, mentored you on the road to what you're doing now?
Yeah, good to see you too, Rob. That's a really good question. I think first thing is my parents. You know, from a young age, I'll never forget a life lesson, you know, I learned in high school from my dad. He always used to volunteer me in my time, you know, in high school to do different community work, you know, whether that be Habitat for Humanity, you know, just serving, you know, communities that I'm in, you know, maybe coaching, you know, like a Pop Warner team or something like that. Like he always made sure that he was going to, you know, donate my time to other people. And, you know, I eventually had a conversation with him about it. And, you know, I'll never forget the lesson that he taught me was, cause I grew up in a faith-based background. And so we, you know, heavy relationship, you know, with Jesus and just how he lived his life and how he gave back and talk about being the hands and feet. And so my dad told me, he goes, you know, I do all this because this is going to be a valuable life lesson. You know, we are called, you know, to a higher purpose and, you know, we're called to serve and to love others. And I just, you know, from a young age, I've always wanted to teach you that you're like, your time is not even your time, you know, where you're a steward of God's time. And it's how you use that time while you're here that really counts and that really matters. And, you know, a lot of the times you get caught up in selfish moments of, you know, hey, it's my off day. I need time to relax. Or, hey, it's, you know, I got a few hours here. I need time to do this. But, you know, I've always kept that life lesson in the back of my head from my dad that it's not even my time. It's God's time. And I want to make sure that I'm a good steward of that time because there are people that invested into me when they could have been doing so many other things in their lives. And I'm just forever grateful and thankful for that because it's the reason why I'm here today. And so I don't want to miss an opportunity to do that for another kid. And I don't mean writing a check or, you know, just giving a scholarship out. I mean, just being present. And donating my time, you know, to being there, and not just myself, but my family in general. So that's probably the biggest, you know, the biggest reason why.
That's great. I appreciate, especially you sharing a little bit there about your faith, and we had spoken about that before. How much are you able to discuss with teammates, maybe some of the younger guys, as they settle into the league, the importance of finding what they're passionate about and getting involved? And it depends to whatever extent they can at first. How often do you have those conversations, and what do you say to those guys?
We have those conversations all the time. You know, we have plenty of time to talk football in the locker room. And so, you know, the other parts of those conversations, you know, come down to just like getting to know, you know, your teammate. And that's why when, you know, stuff like trades and all that happen, it's, you know, it's a little heavy on guys because you get to know families and you get to know the not just the player, but the guy behind the player, things that they're passionate about, things that they want to see positive changes in their communities and in the world in general. And so, you know, and I share with those guys kind of like my journey. You know, I really only know, you know, my journey the best. And I just, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, why did you wait so long for your foundation and, you know, this, that, and the other. And I just share with them, like, I've always known I was passionate about kids and like mentorship and education and, you know, sport initiatives. And I know how important that is because I've lived it, but, you know, I think the main thing is, you know, like I said, I shared my experiences. I kind of wanted to go out and I wanted to see what other guys, my other teammates were passionate about. Right. So I'd go to all my teammates' events, you know, since I've been here, because, you know, like I said, donating or, you know, being out there and giving up your time, you know, for others is really important. And I wanted to see, like, what are some of the guys doing? What am I seeing, you know, positive impacts in our community? What is it about what my teammates are doing that I want to see myself doing in my foundation? And so I didn't want to just jump into something. And even though I knew what I wanted to do, I didn't just want to just jump into it just to have it, just to do it, because I can do that on my own. I want to make sure that I'm doing it right. And I want to make sure that I have the right network of people around me. I want to make sure that, you know, the foundation is going to be solid and that this isn't just something temporary while I'm in the NFL. This is going to be something that surpasses even, my life. And those are the things, or those are the conversations that I like having with some of my teammates, because that's going to way surpass, some of the accolades and stuff that we'll have on the field. And, to me, that's more important. So those are the conversations I absolutely love to have.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
That's it for this week. Thank you to Justin Simmons. Thank you to Doug Horton, Pastor Scott, Josh, and everyone on our Faith on the Field Show team. And thank you for listening to Faith on the Field Show, presented by International Justice Mission and the Masters University. For Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. 1 in 4 are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to ijm.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
For nearly 100 years, the Masters University has held an uncompromising commitment to Christ and Scripture, equipping thousands of young people to have an impact for the Lord across the world. The school offers more than 150 accredited programs, all taught from a biblical worldview, as well as financial aid options and 17 intercollegiate athletic teams. Visit the Masters University in Santa Clarita, California, or at masters.edu. That's masters.edu.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. 1 in 4 are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to ijm.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.